Hi, everybody. This is Donna Martouge here, and I'm so excited to share with you one of my favorite people in the world. And I get to interview her today. How did I get so lucky? I have with me today Erica Glessing, and she is a phenomenal creator. She is the owner of a publishing company. She is an author. She has a knack of creating best-selling books, but not just best-selling books, books that are truly a contribution to people in the world and are very helpful and really help create paths for people in their lives. And I'm excited because she has her book coming out, which is a full-color, amazing book. And I wanted to tell you all about it. It's Happiness Quotations. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Donna. Thanks so much. I'm so awesome that you suggested this today because I don't get to be interviewed as often as I interview.
And you should be. You have so much to offer out there. So I'm glad I got to do this. Thank you for saying yes.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit, you know, you have an incredible background. I mean, your family was always involved in working in publishing or producing, and you say about yourself that you believe when you tell your story, you change the world. And you were a journalist early on. You wrote for daily newspapers in California and Nevada for over a decade. Your first book that you wrote was called Prospect When You Are Happy. And that led to everyone asking what makes you happy, which is a really great question, especially nowadays. I love it because, you know, it's an interesting, but that's a whole other conversation. But and you built a company, Happy Publishing, which I've been blessed enough to be part of and published with you numerous times. I'm so excited and honored. And you do that to give expression to light workers and entrepreneurs globally. You're a CEO. You have a daily podcast. You have the Erica Glessing Show. You are an author of things that just inspire people and help people and give them tools all around the world. And it's incredible.
Sapphire, I wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, so Sapphire.
Hi. So gorgeous.
Inspires me. Yeah, I mean, I think the first book was really about help. I had been coaching entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and I kept noticing certain things were true for all of them. The ones that succeeded were coming from expansion,
yes,
and not contraction. And so that whole book was about getting into expansion in your business space. But it was in 2007. It was a little ahead of its time. Like, it was like no one really quite got like the book. I didn't know how to do SEO at the time, so I didn't quite know how to categorize it or anything. He is really wanting to be social, so I guess I'll just let him be on the interview with us. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So then after that came out, everyone's like, okay, well, Erica, what you say in the book is everyone has to find their own happiness.
Yes.
Well, people were like, huh, can't you tell us more? And I sat with that for a while. And then in 2010, I started writing these daily inspirational happiness quotations. So I've written over 900.
Oh, incredible.
So as I was sitting there a couple years ago, I met Rich Cruz, who's the photographer for this book. And all of his photos looked like the photos I had chosen for my happiness quotations.
Yes.
Which was a fan page at that time. It has like 60,000 fans. So I was like, oh, I have all these quotations on my hard drive. He has all these photographs on his hard drive. What are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, like I teach expression and here I have, because he said something like, I have 100,000 photos on my hard drives. And I'm like, that cannot be okay. I am publishing you because he's so brilliant. And then as I looked and reflected, I was like, huh, well, who's walking the talk, right?
Right, right, right.
So, so this book came out of that. And so it's a really beautiful book.
It is absolutely beautiful, and I was blessed enough to be able to get part of it, and I'd love to pick out one of your favorite quotes from there. I mean, I found a couple that I love and I resonated with immediately.
You read me one, because I'm the only one who's read it out loud so far. It's brand
new. Oh, good. I will. I'm going to read you one.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I've read it myself, so
I'm going to pull it up. But one of the things I want to say is, I think what makes you a phenomenal publisher and author is something that you just said that's so important. It's sort of like you created something, and it was a while ago, and then you had all of this information, and you met. You know, it's just sort of when you follow energy, you get that there's a time that things are supposed to show up in the world, right? Like it wouldn't have shown up the way it's going to show up this time if you tried to push that out in 2000. It's like it sort of just picked at you now and said, pay attention to me, now's the time.
Oh,
and
it definitely, and I have to tell you, I so desired to have it done in 2015. Like I found Rich, I had the happiness quotations, I was like, it wasn't the time, and I can't explain it.
Yeah, no, it's not something that you can't explain, but I have found that people who do really well with, you know, creative work is, you know, they're following an energy that sometimes is hard to put into words. So you have some amazing quotes in here, and, you know, I always talk to people about how you start your day, and one of your quotes, it was happiness quotation, I think it's number 3, how can I direct my power to good today? As I wake and look at chaos, as I tune into the global shifts and changes, I ask this question of myself, how can I direct my power to good today? Ask, how can I outcreate myself today compared to every other day? Compared to every other day I've been alive so far, and what light can I bring to every corner and crevice where darkness has snuck in and caused so much pain? I mean, you know, and there's a few more under there, is what light and change can I bring to abusive spaces? And I know you've done a lot of work in that area, so, you know, so that kindness can show up for mankind, and what light can I bring today to change everything right away? And one more was, show me places I can direct my power to good today. I am willing. And, you know, for the last 5 years, I ask a question about creating my day every single morning. So when I saw that, I was like, that really resonated with me. I start my day that way. You know, if I were truly creating my life today, you know, what would I choose right away? And how could I be the greatest contribution today than I've ever been in any and all lifetimes? And, you know, however, those
right. Because it's that moment where you don't know the answer.
Yes.
That's, it's that moment where you don't know that is the opening for kind of the God energy, you know. Yeah. That's uh-huh. like the, does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. It's that moment where we don't know.
Yeah.
Because we can get so into knowing everything, especially if we're good at what we do. And I'm imagining a lot of the audience for the books will be people who are pretty self-directed and are pretty self-aware. You know, we're talking to listeners who have evolved beyond a basic level of beingness, because that's who we're going to attract, because that's who we are.
Yes.
And so now you take someone like Rich, who's spent all this time just looking at the beauty. He just spends time.
That's gorgeous.
He just takes the time to get inspired by these scenes.
Yeah.
And so I actually sat there. Are you willing to be nourished by all the earth and all of the galaxies far and wide? And that was a funny one, because it was really funny. I was seeing the galaxies, but the earth was talking to me.
Yes.
And so it was this interesting quotation, and I call it a quotation, but it was like, it's an interesting observation, because I was both feeling the earth and the galaxies, and they both wanted to be on that page. And I didn't quite, I don't know, that one's a little bit crazy, that one I just read, because it was both the earth and the galaxy. So I was kind of like, huh, that's so fascinating. But one thing I do when I need inspiration is I go to the ocean.
Me too. I do. Or I'm always out. I mean, outdoors for sure, but the ocean as often as possible.
Exactly.
I'm that way. But you know, one of the things you just said that really caught me is sort of like, at the moment that you received that information, you didn't really know what it meant or exactly how it was going to show up or what it was going to create. But that didn't stop you from allowing yourself to put it on paper or sharing it with anyone, even if it didn't make sense in that 5 seconds.
And didn't make sense.
Right, exactly. I think that's important for people to recognize, because sometimes, you know, when we're really receiving information or channeling information, or we have this flow that's sort of happening, we don't do anything with it because we stop, you know, worried about how someone will judge it or how we could even explain it when we aren't necessarily sure what it is yet. So that's incredible that you just follow it and you wrote it down and you used it.
Yeah.
And I can tell now that you have a more awareness around what it is.
Right. because the kind of the theme behind that one was how much, like, my kitty Sapphire, who wanted to be a contribution to this interview, but he was distracting me. So I had to let my daughter take him to her room, even though he wanted to be a contribution, but I could feel that love, like he wanted to be a contribution. And so if we look at all the things that would like to be a contribution to us that we block. So right. I got shown by another client, another author, how the planets like to contribute to us. And then the earth has always liked to contribute to us and loves to, the trees love to contribute to us.
Yes.
And we walk around as though sometimes we're alone or we don't have any help or we don't have anywhere to turn or we don't know where to go. And in that space of that, we can lose our happiness pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
And then when we say, what could be a contribution? Where could we pull from the earth and where could we be nourished by money and where could we be nourished by the galaxies and where could we be nourished by the sun and just feeling the sun on our face, you know, all
and
those
what,
things
what can we contribute back. Right.
And then we allow ourselves to contribute back and it's so beautiful. Everything gets so much more beautiful. And so the book was really about pausing in your day.
Yes.
And really taking a moment to just ask a question and step into your happiness. I believe in the questions, but I love happiness. And don't you, knowing me, Donna, I walk that talk, right?
Like, yes, absolutely.
That's who I am.
But you know how you said, like, you pulled this together and you know that it's going to draw a particular person, right? So people who know that your emotional state could be a choice and that there's things that you could do to create it. And one of those things is surrounding yourself with quotations like this and, you know, and people who get that and your favorite activities like going to the ocean. I mean, there's things that you could do every day in any moment to change your state and choose happiness. And some days are harder than others to do that, right? But it becomes easier when you surround yourself with things and you make those conscious choices.
Right.
And, you know, and the things that you create give people the opportunity to do that, which is fantastic. And it's not just about publishing for you. It's about putting something out into the world that's going to make a difference for people, which I think is incredible.
What I've noticed trending is the whole visual impact of, like you were saying, you're looking at your daughter's maybe children's book publishing, right?
Yes.
And as I look at the whole Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all the ways that we need visual impact now, it's like, I wonder if that was always true, but we didn't know how to do it easily. Mm-hmm. But now that we can put color images everywhere easily, it's really changing the planet in a big way. And color printing has gotten so much more available. And full color Kindle, when Kindle first came out, it was black and white.
That's right.
Now it's full color. So for the Kindle, what we did, and we had to get a little creative, we actually had we actually captured the images as though it were a children's book. So we didn't Kindle it. We didn't Kindle it the way that most Kindles get Kindled. Mostly with a Kindle.
Which makes perfect sense to you, but for anybody else who is not on the back end of that, it might not make sense, but I get it.
Right. So my first happiness quotations, letting go is powerful. Ooh, that's a good one. The book's really smart. So letting go of a way of being that you don't need anymore brings powerful change. So anyways, when you Kindle this book, basically what that means is anyone reading it on a Kindle can change the font and they can read it any way they want.
Wonderful. Yes.
So with this one, I wanted to keep intact the full color and the beautiful design of the pages with the fleur-de-lis and all the pretty colors and stuff that I love.
Yeah.
So basically, it doesn't work real well on a phone for this one because it's horizontal, but it's a kid's book template for anyone deeply into that. And so that now you can Kindle full color and keep everything looking insanely gorgeous. And that's just important to me. And I don't know exactly where that comes from, but I love having things both inspire me, but also look and feel pretty. Like, yes. That's like part of my makeup.
And the other thing I noticed, especially in the last few years, is that people with the visual imagery, but people who have grown up and born into this technological world, they don't want pages with lots of information. So the quotation book is perfect because you have this beautiful image that pulls you in and then just a little bit. And people want to get to the point, and they want to get to the point fast because everybody's doing this New York Minute stuff, and they want access to it, but they've got to do it in like 30 seconds. So you know, that really helps them start their day and not have to worry about setting an hour aside to do it, right? You know, I would even open up to a different page, like not plan it, not in order, just open up the book and see which one shows up that morning or something like that. But I think it makes a big difference. That's great.
I have to tell you, the other funny thing was the big thing, of course, as you know, is putting an image and then putting words all over it.
Yes.
So there's so many, they're called infographics. And so a lot of people do their full color images with the words on them.
Yeah.
And my happiness quotations came together with an image and then the words, and they were separate. And so I was really getting this, Erica, you need to get with the program. You need to start doing it the other way. You need, right? And I start, and then as I was looking at this book, and we did spend some time really looking at, should the words be on the images?
Yes.
And the more we got to it, I realized that what I like is a stunning image and inspirational words.
Yes.
I like them very close.
Yeah, but separate.
But separate. And that's
too, because the imagery really has its own energy, and they complement each other so very well. And when you have the words on it, that the words take away. I mean, it's very nice to do it that way, but I think they give each other, you know, they support each other in brilliance when they're actually separate, which is wonderful. Yeah. I like that.
So I didn't like spend that much time making myself wrong for that. I went, well, I have to know what I love. And in this case, I am the author, but I'm also run the publishing house. And so in this specific situation, I just sat with it, and the images wanted... In fact, we have a paperback version also. Uh-huh. And Richard and I saw people being able to take the pictures out and framing them.
Yes.
Or taking the paperback and cutting it up and putting it on their walls.
Yeah,
of course. It's funny because that's why we gave him a little credit in each page of the book.
Yeah.
Cause now the hardback you might keep like this, but the paperback, you know, you might want to have the images as your own art. And so instead of like resisting that, we went, well, what can we do to have that be like a positive? And so we really thoughtfully like put it together, and it was really fun. It was labor of love. We had a great time doing it. Well, mostly he just put the pictures in a drive for me, but I had a great time doing it. And then he just is a perfect champion photographer, but he really me roll with like the fonts and everything.
I know you don't have a ton of time. I have two more questions I'm hoping you have time for. You are inspiring to people who want to write and who are authors or who would love to do something along those lines. And this seems to be the day and age where lots of people want to tell their story. Do you have anything that you would say about creating something to be put out in the world, or any advice or suggestions you'd give to someone who would love to get published?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I have a resource. I'll put it up on the book website. So the book website is happinessquotationsthebook.com. It's happinessquotationsbook.com. I also have happiness quotations, but those are my 900 old ones.
Right.
And then I have The Erica Glessing Show, which is my daily podcast, which people can go to for inspiration. I have a lot of authors on there they can get inspired from. One of the things that you need, there's so many things come rushing in when you ask that, because I teach this a lot.
Yes.
One thing is there's two parts of brain, and one is the creative flow, and one is the critical mind. They cannot both be operational in your writing or your works at the same time, or you'll write, erase, because you'll judge. So you need to stay in a creative zone when you're creating, and create and just create and create without judging, create like where I got galaxies and earth in the same sentence, you know, and just let it in. And then either have someone else help you edit or edit from a different point of view so that now you're in a different space when you come back and you're looking at it, making sure it makes sense, and then have someone help you maybe with that. Yes. So the first thing is two different parts of your brain and let the flow come in. I have to give a couple. Another one is setting aside a certain time every day for your creations. Yes. So if I had one author, she couldn't do it daily, but every Sunday morning she would spend 10 to 12 and she would either paint or write.
Yes.
And within 6 months of her Sunday, she had a book about relationships done.
Yeah.
So, but it requires a discipline of that, of setting aside a time and not being distracted during that time, which you can just see for my household with just a couple of kids and cats, it's a little crazy. So just tune into that place where you are getting messages from spirit or having messages that you want to share. And then the next level of having a book is you just have to commit to it and know it. And then you know the audience is calling it forth from you. You just have to commit to it. You can't second guess. You can't go back. You can't stop. You can't back down. You can't give up. You got to go, okay, book wants to be born. I'm going to do it. I don't care if one person reads it or 50 or if I'm the only one who reads it.
Right.
You can't sit there with all your expectations weighing on the book. Oh, it must make me $1 million. Well, books get about $2 profit per book. So that's a crap load of books. Can you actually do that without a huge following? Well, who knows? It doesn't matter though, because when you commit to the book and then you create it, you can start inviting the audience to it.
Yes.
If you need to make money as a huge thing, then I would create online classes to accompany your book.
Right.
Because those you can charge $97 for, or $297 or $1,500 or $2,000, whatever. A book, you're probably never going to charge $2,000 for a book in this particular realm of lifetime.
So, no, there's one popular one that sells for about $500.
Yeah,
but that's.
But you can charge $2,000 for a retreat weekend where you teach the concepts of your book.
Yes.
So stay in your creation, and then honor them and honor the beauty of them.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that's what, you know, when I work with people or I write from 3 to 5 every morning. Like that's my time. Like the whole world is quiet.
Did you say morning?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes, I did. That's what, I mean, for years, that's just the time I automatically wake up. It's 2 hours. And I used to try and make myself go back to sleep and I'd get frustrated. And then I heard Wayne Dyer say one day, you know, Rumi says when, you know, if the wind whispers to you at 3 a.m., get up and listen. And when I did that, I started writing between 3 and like stuff just flowed. And it is a creative mind. There's no interruptions. I'm not looking at the clock going, oh my God, I only have 5 more minutes. I'm not.
Yeah.
So that's a great tip, and not comparing yourself or looking and saying, well, why should I do this? 15,000 people wrote about abuse or money or relationships but you know, your book will call to those people who are calling for it and they'll find it. So it's a great thing to do.
And then we'll just do one more shout out.
Yes, please. Happiness quotations, generative questions to brighten each day. I love it. And I love it.
It'll be on Amazon.
It'll be on Amazon. Yes.
It's available.
It is on Amazon.
Go get it.
Yes. Very exciting. I thought we had to wait one more day. Oh, no, it's on Amazon. That's correct. You're right. It's on. Oh, I'm so excited for you, Erica. That's fantastic. Yeah. Do you have time to tell the story about your mom and how you wind up creating this path where people can be a contribution to the world?
There was a bit of a full circle feeling. I felt like my mom helped pave the way for women. She created a TV show called Turnabout and hired a woman named Jerry Lang, whose son was on the Love Boat, Ted Lang.
I know, I remember him.
And so she hired Jerry Lang to be the host of her TV show. And I remember to this day, I was in 7th grade and she was running around the house. She used to jog in the house. So she didn't go to the gym, but she would like run up and down the stairs. She would run around. That was her exercise. So she was jogging up and down the stairs. She was like 5'10 and blonde and kind of in. She's jogging up and down. She goes, Erica, I have the greatest idea. And I'm like in seventh grade, okay, Mom. And I'm going to do a talk show for women that's not a daily soap opera.
I love it.
And I was like,
way before her time, right?
I was, yeah, it was like the '70s. I'm like, well, whatever makes you happy, Mom. And so she went out and did it, and PBS picked it up. She was a producer at KQED at the time, and it became a nationally syndicated show, and she won an Emmy for it. And I think it was just showing me, like, right from the get-go, like, to brave paths that don't seem obvious, you know, like, even with the happiness book that I created, full color hardback, we're not seeing that so much right now.
Right. No, not much at all.
And I was like, that's what this book would like to be.
Yeah.
And really something that's precious to people, and that I treat it that way. And so I think my mom maybe gave me permission to get whack ideas and keep going with them.
Yes. Yeah, which is important, right? She didn't say, no, you have to color the tree green because leaves are green, not purple.
That's funny. Thank you so
That's
much
great.
For
I love
inviting
it.
Me. Thanks for having me, Donna.
Thanks for just showing up in the world and creating this path for people to be the contribution and to receive, you know, what they need. That's fantastic. Thank you, Erica. I am grateful to work with you and know you. Thank you for your time. And I am so excited to share this book with the world. So
awesome. Congratulations.